Blackstone Audio presents The Sharing Knife, Volume 2, Legacy, by Lois McMaster Bujold. Chapter 1. Dag had been married for a whole 2 hours and was still lightheaded with wonder. The weighted ends of the wedding cord coiling around his upper arm danced in time with the lazy trot of his horse. Riding by his side, Fawn, my new bride, now there was a phrase to set a man's mind melting, met his smile with happy eyes. My farmer bride. It should have been impossible. There would be trouble about that later. Trouble yesterday, trouble tomorrow, but no trouble now. Now, in the light of the loveliest summer afternoon he ever did see, was only a boundless contentment. Once the first half-dozen miles were behind them, Dag found both his and Fawn's urgency to be gone from the wedding party easing. They passed through the last village on the northern river road, after which the wagonway became more of a two-rut track, and the remaining farms grew farther apart, with more woods between them. He let a few more miles pass till he was sure they were out of range of any potential retribution, or practical jokers, then began keeping an eye out for a spot to make camp. If a Lakewalker patroller with this much woods to choose from couldn't hide from farmers, something was wrong. Secluded, he decided, was a better watchword still. At length, he led Fawn down to the river at a rocky ford, then upstream for a time, till they came to where a clear creek...